Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Almighty. Hallelujah. Just good to have y'all with us this evening. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. I just expecting a mighty move from God. I just love His holiness. We just excited to have y'all with us tonight. Those of you watching online, welcome to First Pentecost on Villa Rica. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer now. We open up. Yes, Miss Lori. Absolutely. Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't disappear. Praise the Lord. Well, let's go again. Does anyone else have a praise report this evening? I think it's a good time. Anyone else got a praise report? Brother Trey, did I see your hand raised, Mr. Trey? Maybe not. Say it again. Absolutely. We are going to be praying for that. Absolutely. Anyone else with a spoken prayer request or a praise report this evening? Praise the Lord. All righty. Well, we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by raising of your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Brother Eddie, would you lead us in opening prayer, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you tonight, God, for another opportunity to come to your house to worship. God, for each and every one that's come this way tonight, Father, I pray, God, that you would anoint, pour out your spirit in a mighty way tonight. Father, we do remember those who are sick and suffering, many requests of prayer that are going up. Father, we know that you're able to reach and touch, God, healing and anointing to each and every one who's
yes,
in need
Lord.
Tonight. Father, again, we ask, Lord, that you, your Holy Spirit, would lead and guide this service, every song that's sung, every word spoken tonight. Let it be for your honor and for your glory. Help us, God, to lay aside every weight tonight and have our minds totally on you. Father, as we've come to receive a blessing and also to lift you up and exalt your name, we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. As we start off tonight, turn in your hymnals, please, to page 177. Are you washed in the blood? Praise the Lord. Y'all help me here. Y'all just sing out. Let's just worship the Lord with a song and praise this evening.
Are you washed in the blood? In the
You may be seated if you can. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. And also, while they're coming forward, don't forget about our multi-church service we're having March 20th. It'll be on a Sunday night. We're looking forward to it. I know it was mentioned the other night that the love offering to be taken that night as all the churches gather. The love offering will go towards the battered women's facility, and we're just really excited about it, and we're just looking forward to it. Brother Luke, would you ask the Lord to bless our evening offering, please? Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Sister Linda, if you'll come after her, and then Miss Karen.
I was going to just do this song and not say nothing, but I can't do it. It's hard for me to come in here and not say anything, you know, other than sing. I'm just a gabber. I'm sorry. But anyway, I wanted to. This song is it's a very touching song. In the lyrics, and it speaks how God washes my eyes with tears so that I might see the broken heart I had was good for me. Last Sunday morning, for you that was here, boy, he did a number on me right here, all right? He opened my heart, and he let me see how broken and how much fear and foolishness was there. I thought it was over with for a moment. I got off my knees, was feeling good. Then all of a sudden, he says, not yet. We're not finished. And down I went again. And you can ask Karen, boy, when he got finished, I could feel every bit of fear, every bit of the foolish in my heart just pulled away. Just like the song says. So listen to the words in this. I love this song. Silver line. That's exactly what he did to me last week. He I can't even, if there was a bucket down here to put the tears in, it wasn't one big enough. But that's so true what the words in the song says. Sometimes it takes him opening you up with tears to cause you to be able to see what's inside.
Amen.
And Lord, Lord, did I need it. Ask my wife. Praise God. Thank you.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Soon Pharaoh and his mighty army would take us in bondage again. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, Moses cried. Then God parted the waters and they crossed to the other side. Again, when it seems that all is lost, he reaches down his hand. Then all the dust of just when things look hopeless, my God delivers again. So the word gave the command to throw them into the flames. The king said, did we not cast three men into the furnace bound? I see four men loosing the fire unhurt and the walking around. Delivers again. When it seems that all is lost, he reaches down his hand. Then all the forces of evil have to flee at his command. Just when things look hopeless, my God delivers again. Again. at His command. Just when things look hopeless, my God delivers again.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to try to sing Peace Speaker. Hadn't done it in a while. It's been on my heart. I don't know about you guys, but I need His peace. Not just every day, every moment of every day. In this world filled of anxiety and fear, it's just so wonderful to know that He is our Peace Speaker. It was such a lovely day, and the sun was shining bright. A gentle breeze was blowing my way, not a storm cloud was in sight. Then suddenly, without warning, a storm surrounded my life. But even in the storm, I can feel the calm, and here's the reason why. I know the Peace Speaker. Yes, I know Him by name. I know the Peace Speaker. He controls the winds and the waves. And when He says peace, be still. Yes, they do. They have to obey. I'm glad I know the Peace Speaker. Yes, I know Him by name. There's never been another man with the power of this friend. By simply saying, peace, be still, He can calm the strongest winds. And so now I'll never worry when the storm clouds come my way. Hey, I know that He is near to drive away my fears, and I can smile and say, I know the Peace Speaker. Yes, I know Him by name. I know the Peace Speaker. He controls the winds and the waves. And when He says peace, be still, they have to obey. I'm glad I know the Peace Speaker. Yes, I know Him by name.
No one can say.
glad I know the Peacemaker. Yes, I know Him by name.
Hallelujah.
Miss Jennifer.
Praise Your name, Jesus. I still, there's a miracle. There's a miracle in the making. The crowd was great, but she knew she had to reach Him. Cause this was her last hope of ever being healed. So she pressed through until she touched His garment. Oh, and right then and there, her miracle was fulfilled. And have you prayed and prayed, still you've heard no answer? And has your faith grown weak? You feel you're all alone. Don't give up, for the God you serve
the Father is working even now.
Your prayers have been heard,
and the answer's on the way.
There's a miracle
in the making for you today.
And have you prayed and prayed, and still you've heard no answer? Has your faith grown weak? You feel your heart.
God you serve won't leave you.
There's a miracle for you. Just keep holding on. There's a
making. The Father is working even now.
Your prayers have been
heard, and the answer's on the way.
There's a
miracle in the making for you today.
Your prayers have been
heard, and the answer's on the way.
There's a
miracle in the making for you today.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
And I praise God for that. And
yes.
Every time I hear that song, I remember that night, I got my miracle.
Praise the Lord.
And that's not the only one I got coming either. I got
that's
one
right.
Coming,
yeah. That is right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to sing My Home. Traveling on, and sometimes, oh, the clouds are dark and low. Oh, but I've got to keep the faith and walk the straight and narrow way to reach that place that I will call my home. For my about it now and then, reunions by the millions everywhere. But the one that I so long to see is the one who bled and died for me. My home, a place I long to be. So many hold this old world so dear, but I am just a stranger here, just passing through on a temporary stay. But I'm looking forward to the all of heaven will be mine. I watch and pray. It could be just any day. For my home is just around the bend. I think about it now and then. Reunions by the millions everywhere. But the one that I so long to see is the one who bled and died for me. My home, my home, a place I long to be. For my home is just around the bend. I think about it now and then. My home, a place I long to be. My home, a place I long to be. Well, that's my home. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise, thankful for that home. Amen. Yes, glorious place that I long to be. Amen. You know, the Lord spoke to me, kind of placed a thought in my heart this afternoon about the fear that is raging in the land today.
Yes.
It is a great and mighty tool that the adversary is using. A phobia, a fear, anxiety, whatever you might want to call it, is a very real thing. And the Lord tells us in His Word that we are not to fear. Fear not, for behold, I am with thee. And I thank the Lord that He is always with me. And I want to walk with Him. And I want Him to speak with me and talk with me and just lead me and guide me. You know, it reminds me, several weeks ago, we had an opportunity to take Trey to the hunting land. And I told him ahead of time, I said, now where Papa parks his golf cart, I walk about 200 yards before I get to my stand. I said, it's awfully dark. And he said, it's okay, Papa, I'll go with you. It's fine, you know. I said, well, and then I got to feet. And so I parked a little bit closer this time, and we're walking. And I was asking him, I said, Trader, do you think you could come down here and hunt by yourself and walk to your stand? He said, no, probably not. I'd be too afraid. And I said, well, I do it sometimes by myself. He said, yeah, but you're a grown-up. I'm glad I got a grown-up God, aren't you? Amen. I've been on the mountain with Jesus, and I've been in the valley so low. Oh, but not one time has He failed me. When to Him with my trouble I go. So let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever, ever leave me alone. For without no, never make heaven my home. Aren't you glad that we can have that fellowship with the Lord and we can walk with Him on a daily basis? I've been on the mountain with Jesus, and I've been in the valley so low. Oh, but not One time has he failed me. Went to him with my trouble I go. So let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever, ever leave me alone. For without you, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. Just let me walk with you, Jesus. Please don't ever, ever leave me alone. For without you, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away, Jesus, Jesus. Without him, how lost I would be. Without him, I could do nothing. And without him, I'd surely fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Sing it with me, church. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away, Jesus, Jesus. Without him, how lost I would be. Can you give him praise in the house tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. What a mighty God that we serve. Amen. Amen. Mighty, but yet tender and loving. Praise God. I don't know. I just feel like a praise and worship. I don't know. My mind's just kind of going here. Hallelujah. Let's just let the Lord have his way. Can we do that? Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, let's do that. How many know Jesus is all about victory? I said all about victory.
Amen.
He is victorious. Amen. What number is that? 120?
120.
Turn to your neighbor and say, there's victory in Jesus. Well, I heard of no old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his
precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory.
Sing it, church.
Oh, victory in Jesus,
my Savior.
Forever he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the crimson flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power, revealing how he made the lame to walk again, and it caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Jesus, he's my Savior forever. Oh, he saw me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. And he loved me and I knew him, and all my life will it's due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Oh,
I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. All about the angels singing at the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus,
my Savior.
Come on, church.
Forever.
Oh, he sought me.
He sought me.
And he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him.
And all my love is due him.
He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Oh, if you got victory tonight, give him praise. Come on, he's in the house tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Blessed be the Lamb of God.
Well, I thank God for victory. I want to share just a little scripture with you tonight. I want to encourage you in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Yes, ma'am.
A mountain that I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while, Lord. Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger. Trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus. I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. Admit has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord. I'm not ashamed to say, oh, sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Lord,
He knows just what we need, man, and He is able, as we often say, to do exceeding abundantly above all that you and I could ever even ask or think. Amen. That's how great and majestic and wonderful our God is. Amen. I'm going to just leave you with just a couple of scriptures tonight, if I can. The first is in Psalms 34, verses 1 through 4. As I said, the Lord dealt with me this afternoon in a very serious tone, I guess you would say, a spiritual tone, to let me know that He wants to break the chain of fear. He wants to set some people free. And it's not so much, I mean, He's still saving and He's still redeeming, but the people that are burdened, down, are God's people. And we don't need to be. We don't need to be a captive to fear. It's not God's way. We will face fearful situations, but that doesn't mean that we have to fear. And we're not the only ones that has wrestled with this throughout the Bible. I want to read you a Psalm of David, the very first four verses in 34, chapter 34, verse 1 through 4. I will bless the Lord at all times. What a statement. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, Lord, we feel the closeness of your Spirit in this service. Father, we feel that the Deliverer is here. God, I know, Lord, that you have spoken to my spirit today. God, and I thank you for that. I pray right now, God, that you would reveal your power, that you would reveal your delivering ability, your chain-breaking ability tonight, God, to this congregation. If there is anyone here tonight under the sound of my voice who is battling with fear, whatever type of fear that may be, whether it be natural, spiritual, or physical, or whatever phobia may be facing. Father, I pray that you would loose them tonight, God, and break the chains that have them bound and give them victory as you did David. In Jesus' name, I ask, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Something extraordinary that David did in the face of fear. Been a lot said about David fighting Goliath. I would imagine that the natural David had some fear. If he didn't have some fear, I'm sure he had respect for his enemy. But the spirit that was with David, the spirit of Almighty God, had already let him know that he was going to be victorious. Church, I want to reinstate, I want to remind us tonight that we are on the winning side as long as we're on the side of God. Can you say amen? Regardless of the battle, regardless of the mountain, regardless of the valley, the situation that may face us, as long as we have Jesus, as the song says, as long as I got King Jesus, amen, as long as I got King Jesus, I know that everything is going to be all right. But David did something here that I think would be a fine and wonderful example for us to follow when we're facing fear. Now, I'm not saying that we will never have fearful situations or circumstances that may arise in our life. Sometimes when fear approaches us, it's good to know that we've got access to the Father immediately. How many knows that he will not put you on hold when you call him? You don't have to mash an automated button. You can get directly in touch with the Lord. That is a blessing. Can you say amen? To be able to call on the Lord anytime. But David said, there's some things here that I am going to do. First of all, he said, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. Help me to have that mindset. Help me to have a mindset of blessing the Lord in all of my circumstances. Ooh, it's easy to bless him when the check comes in. Amen. It's easy to bless him when the sun is so beautiful and the blue skies and everything is just well, I don't know. We don't have perfect weather. It could be perfect, but we would still grumble. Too hot, it's too cold, it's too bright, it's too sunny. Got to have my sunglasses, it's too dark. We'll never be completely satisfied. But you know those wonderful days, amen. I want to bless the Lord when the rain is coming down. I want to bless him, amen, when the sun is shining. Spiritually, the same thing. I want to bless him when I get up in the morning, whether I feel good or not. I want to bless him when I go to bed at night, whether I'm sleepy or not. I want to bless the Lord at all times. And not leave any room for fear and doubt in my spirit. And that's what David incorporated. All of these things to keep fear from dictating his life. Let me pause for just a moment. I know, as well as you know, there are people today who are completely consumed by fear. Whatever that fear may be. Whether it's real, whether it's imagined, or whatever. It is controlling their life. It is controlling their fellowship. It is controlling so many parts of their life, and they can't get victory. But I know a God who is able, amen, to take that fear from us. So many times we think about fear is anti-faith, and we are supposed to have faith in an almighty God to believe that he could do anything. Does anybody in the house to believe tonight that God is able to do all things? I know Jaden is. Jaden said, Jesus is able, and he is. The second thing he said, I will praise him continually. Not just in church. I hope you praise the Lord at other times rather than when you come to church. Church is a good place to praise him because you're with like people. You're with saints of God. And we come into the house of the Lord to worship him and to praise him. But how many knows you can praise him on Monday too? You can praise him on your job. You may not have to praise him because of your job, but you can praise him on your job. Amen. You know, a lot of people try to stop you, but you know you can still silently praise the Lord and he hears every word. He knows your heart. Amen. You can glorify and praise him. And one of the best places to do that is when you're driving down the road. Lord, I just love you and I thank you and I praise you for everything. Rather than mumble and grumble and complain because the traffic's too slow and every light is red. Amen. That's when we moan and groan. But you know what? If we learn to praise him in the bad times, it'll really be easy to praise him in the good times. Praise the hurt away, as Sister Jennifer sings. Well, that's a wonderful song and a very profound meaning because it's very difficult to praise the Lord when we're in pain, whether it be physical pain or spiritual pain or whatever. It's hard to praise him. But I will assure you, if you will practice praising him through the bad times, amen, you won't have any problem at all praising him in the good times. So David said, I'm going to praise him continually. And then he said, my soul will boast in the Lord. How many people's got pictures of your children with you tonight? More than one. How many's got pictures of your grandkids? Pictures of your wife or your spouse? You boast in those. You gladly offer the picture. Oh, I love to look at Facebook and all these beautiful children that's on there. They're so precious. Amen. I don't know if any of us put them on when they're in one of those bad moods. Maybe we do. I don't know. But we boast in them because we love them and we're just happy. Give me a second and I'll be telling you all about our grandkids. Amen. But we need to boast in the Lord. Amen. Not just in testimony service, but every day of our life. Have you ever just practiced it? Lord, you're so good. Lord, you're so wonderful. You know what? You can get a blessing just complimenting the Lord. Nobody but you and him. And just praising him and glorifying him. David said, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to continually boast. Give me an opportunity and let me tell you about Jesus. Amen. Let me tell you all about what he's done for me. Let me tell you how he brought me out of a horrible pit. Let me tell you how he saved my soul when I was in sin. Let me tell you how good he's been to me. Let me tell you what a wonderful relationship we have together. He's always there for me. Let me boast of my Lord and Savior. And then he said, I will magnify the Lord. Many years ago, Brother Johnny Peacock preached a message on magnifying the Lord. Think about the word magnify. You ever seen a magnifying glass? You get my age, you'll need one. Especially to read the small print. It enlarges things. Come on. Makes it bigger. It's good, isn't it, to be able to look sometimes. And I've got one or two back there in my study because some of those little words, you know, get that magnifying glass in it, and it makes it bigger. David said, I'm going to magnify God. Not that you can make God any bigger, but he's going to be bigger in my life. He's going to be a bigger part of my life. Every time I pray, I'm going to magnify him. I'm going to look and make him the greatest and the biggest and the largest thing in this universe because he is. And neither time do we need to fear when we serve a God that we're magnifying and making bigger than any problem that we'll ever have or encounter. He's bigger than any mountain. He's bigger than any valley. He's bigger than any sickness. And he's certainly bigger than any affliction. And David said, I will magnify the Lord. And then he says, I will exalt his name. There is something about the words, I will, not I might. Come on, if my wife ever gets I will out of me, she knows that I'm going to do it. But I also tell her, when I get around to it, I will. Not I might. She doesn't want to hear a might. She wants to hear that confirmation that I will. David said, I will magnify him. I will praise him. I will exalt him. I will, you know what that means? Lifting him up in honor and praise. Amen. You cannot praise God too much. Get that out of your mind. Amen. I don't care if we praise him from the time we entered the church until the time that we left. Every breath was praise and exaltation unto God. It still would not be sufficient praise for what he's done for us, what he's doing for us, and by faith, what he's still going to do. Amen. How many's praying for God to do something right now in your life that hasn't been done? Don't give up. Don't quit praying. This is going to happen. Amen. God gives us the desires of our heart. And David said in the 23rd Psalm, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. Why? Because thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God's power and his strength is always with us. You may seem like or think that you're alone in the midst of a battle, but you're never alone with God. He's always there with us. And finally, in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says, and I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them. That's not where I want to read. I got so many things highlighted in here. Hey, that's good anyway. Maybe he wants that read. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light. Glory to God. That is good. Before them and crooked things straight. Their things, they said, these things will I do unto them and not forsake them. I'm sorry, Lord, you did want that read. I highlighted that a long time ago. Here's where I want to go. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. He makes it personal. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So whom do we have to fear? Who can stand before the mighty God that we serve? Nobody. No problem, no situation, and no fear. If, in fact... And, you know, this is the hard thing to do, especially when you're an adult, to confess that there's fear in your life. Because it kind of denotes weakness. But I read in the Bible, when I am weak, then am I strong. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense unless you know Jesus. Because we have to weaken our flesh to be humble. He says, if you exalt yourself, I'll put you a base. But if you humble yourself, I will exalt you. So if we confess to the Lord, Lord, I'm weak, but thou art strong. I can't do anything alone, but with you all things are possible. Amen. How many believe that scripture tonight? With Jesus Christ, all things are possible. But it's hard to confess that there is fear or an issue in our life. But I want you to leave it here tonight. I don't want you to take it home with you. I don't want you to battle with this thing anymore. And I feel like God's speaking to someone because he's hit me with this all day long. And I started just to say, well, let's just have a singing tonight. It's the last Sunday in February. And I said, Lord, I can't get away from that scripture. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Fear not. Amen. With every head bowed and every eye closed, only you and God know. You can stand if you want to. We're getting ready. I'm not going to read any more scripture, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to shed that fear away, to get victory tonight, whatever that may be. And as I said, it's kind of difficult to confess it. But you really don't. Not to me. If you're having an issue, if there's something that you can't seem to get victory over, why don't you just give it to the Lord? Why don't you say, Lord, you know, I don't want to battle with this anymore. I know, God, with your scripture, you said, Lord, if I praise you and if I exalt you and if I continually praise your name, Lord, then you'll take this fear away from me. Please, every head bowed, every eye closed. Play something, whatever you want to play softly. Give you this opportunity to come and lay that burden down. Lord, I'm not going to take it home anymore. I'm not going to battle with it anymore. Whatever that is, God, I'm going to get victory tonight. That's the determination that we need. Some of you gather around and let's pray. Amen. Sister Lane.
from the waters, storm raging high. Waters around them were troubled that night. Fear filled their hearts. They felt they would die. Failed to remember that the Master was nigh. He spoke the words, the winds all stood still. Even the waters obey His will. He calmed their storm like He will mine. If I just remember He lives deep inside, why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart. He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by. We read in the Bible, when He walked with them, brought light to the darkness when the way grew dim. How great it would be to have His footsteps in mine, walk with the Master all of the time. And when trials come, death seems so nigh, I'll call on the Master, He'll be there on time. And when sickness comes and my body's in pain, all I have to do is call on His name. Why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart. He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by. We read in the Bible, when He walked with them, brought light to the darkness when the way grew dim. How great it would be to have His footsteps in mine and walk with the Master all of the time. When trials death seems so nigh, I'll call on the Master, He'll be there on time. And when sickness comes and my body's in pain, all I have to do is call on His name. Why should I worry? Why should I? Very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart. He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by. Why should I worry? Why should I fear? The very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart. He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by. Why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart. He hears when I cry.
I'll call on his name till the storm passes by.
Marching message, touching Jesus. Yes, praise your name, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
So hard, God cannot solve it. There is no mountain so big, He cannot move it. There is no storm cloud so dark, God cannot calm it. Sorrow so deep, He cannot soothe it. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulder, I know, my brother, that He
long we'd had to wait in the emergency room to get all that healing done. And God just did it. Amen. Yes. Give him praise one more time. God bless you, church. We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Amen. Glory to God. Praise your name.
Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. He is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. It was so good to have all of y'all with us tonight. But let's just lift up how great it is that God shows in the house. He's just right here. Yes, ma'am. we will definitely keep him in our prayers, and you, the whole family, as God works with expectations of what God has in store for him. Amen. All hearts and minds clear. What a powerful day the Lord's given us in the message tonight, and God knows what we need. And let's continue to praise him all the way through and lift him up and exalt him in a mighty way in every day and every hour. Praise God. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear, then with this prayer, we're dismissed. And don't forget Wednesday night service to invite all y'all to come. And again, I'm going to continue to invite everybody to Sunday school. And anybody watching online, if you're in the area, we'd love to have you visit us. If you have a prayer request, like we said earlier, we'll be checking them during the service and after the service. Please just type it in the comments section. We love each and every one of you. All righty. Well, this prayer will be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you again for your word, dear Lord, for the comforting word. Lord, for the word of directions, for the word of correction, dear Lord, as we need it. Lord, may we put you first in everything that we do. Dear Lord, we thank you for answering the prayers tonight. Lord, we know you're lifting those burdens off of us, and Lord, you're strengthening those that need strengthening. You're healing those that you need healing, dear Lord, and we thank you for your touch. Lord, again, as we prepare to part, keep us safe. Bring about us our appointed time, dear Lord, and we just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. 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 Praise God.